FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start in Gauteng. Police are investigating an armed robbery targeting an investigator linked to the Senzo Meyiwa murder trial. It's understood the official, who was travelling in a state vehicle, was ambushed in Johannesburg this week. Police say he managed to escape after the suspects attempted to force him into a boot of their car. A number of items were reportedly stolen, including a state firearm and copies of case documents. In a statement, Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola confirmed no sensitive evidence was taken and insists the trial remains unaffected. Here's SAPS spokesperson Atlinda Mate.
The motive for the attack is under investigation, but General Fanny Masemola would like to assure the country and the Meyiwa family that this unfortunate incident will not in any way affect the ongoing murder trial, as only the copies of the occurrence book and cell registers were taken. It should be noted that these documents were already presented before court when this member testified and was cross-examined in court. The original registers and docket of this case are safeguarded accordingly.
The funeral service of ANC struggle stalwart Duma Nokwa is underway in Johannesburg. The party's former secretary general died at the age of 50 while in exile in Zambia in 1978. Yesterday, the president conferred a posthumous title of senior counsel to the human rights lawyer. The remains of the activists, which were repatriated last year, will today be reburied in West Park Cemetery. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver a tribute at Nokwa's special official funeral. And abroad, 9 people have been killed in a Russian drone attack on a minibus carrying civilians in Ukraine. Officials say 4 people were injured during the incident in the northern Sumy region. The blast came hours after Russia and Ukraine concluded their first direct talks in almost 3 years in Istanbul yesterday. And finally, an expert says climate change is the only real threat to the Bladder River flat gecko, which was recently rediscovered after 33 years. Endangered Wildlife Trust researchers found the tiny reptile at a remote site in Mpumalanga's Bladder River Canyon, at a place only reachable by helicopter. It's now the fourth lost species that the group has found. Here's the Trust Dr. Darren Peterson.
We've been a lot more diligent in how we use it. In general, especially in terms of reptiles, climate change is generally only included as a threat for species that occur in very narrow areas and typically at the top of mountains. And the reason for that is most other animals, if they occur on sort of flatter areas, as the climate changes, we expect they'd be able to also move along following this changing climate and also being able to utilize new areas that become suitable to them as the climate changes in those areas.
Your top story this hour, police are investigating an armed robbery targeting an investigator linked to the Senzo Meyiwa murder trial. Commissioner Fanny Masemola has confirmed no sensitive evidence was taken and insists the trial remains unaffected. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.